welcome to season two of Thoughts of the High Life with Don't Panic Jimmy and the 60 Sandmen. We got the Silent Stoner half sec with us.
Yeah.
We're watching Lilyhammer, which is amazing. Of course, it's about a positive.
My colleague here, like you charge $100,000 on champagne.
It's pretty much the basis of the story is let's drop an Italian mobster into Norway and just let him live his life because he pretty much came in and does whatever the hell he wants.
I wonder how it would work if we dropped a Norwegian gangster in the U.S.'s crime scene.
He'd be killed immediately. They have no regard for other people.
He's the most gangster one of all.
Can you imagine?
He rules. He ends up ruling the L.A. underground. Yeah.
He's like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I sell cocaine, yeah? Yeah. No, but their humor is, it's different. It's very different. It's not as sarcastic. It's very direct. And I think it's actually really quite interesting. It's, we should...
You sell this cocaine for me, yeah? If you don't, you Americans to, like to use the word kill you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's a very bad word for me, but
I don't
have to, yeah.
I don't like to say the K word. It really bugs me.
Dude, no, we should bust onto the Norwegian comedy scene. They would be
I feel like they'd welcome us with open arms.
I don't think they would. They wouldn't get any of our sarcastic humor. They'd be like, what means carrot?
This carrot,
yeah.
American folklore, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, in like 2 years, there's just some Norwegian guy doing his PhD on like the folklore of Karens, like American mythology. He's like, she is a mythological character, yeah?
I've seen the look in her eyes.
Yeah. Just, whenever you start talking about Karen, just like some Irish guy just with a beard disappears out of nowhere.
I've seen like, the look in her eyes.
I done seen the Karen. She's always, yeah, I mean, I don't get it. There's always just a guy who will just pop up and start speaking about the Karen. I don't think people understand just, you know, the basis of the Karen unless you've kind of had to deal with her. Like, they would have to, like, watch her in her natural habitat. Like, it would be like a Norwegian, it'd be like their nature documentary. You're like, we observe the Karen in her natural habitat, yeah?
Here.
Here we are in Starbucks. In the line, it seems a little too long. You see the Karen in the back.
You see the Karen getting a little agitated. Yeah. She's speaking.
Her nostrils are flaring.
She's speaking under her breath.
She's becoming impatient.
It's a preemptive attack for the manager.
Oh, here she comes. Oh. Here she comes. Yeah. Oh, yes, she has asked for the manager. Yeah. This is classic Karen. Yeah. This is Karen. And, yeah,
Karen
this
behavior.
Is prime Karen, yes. Are you getting all this? Yes. Dude, they would have a ball like with the Karens. But yes, Lilyhammer, pretty much an Italian mobster coming in.
I feel like Europeans would just come down here just to antagonize Karen. Yeah.
They'd be like, you are Karen, yeah?
You are Karen, yeah? Yeah.
You are bitch, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so great. Just anywhere you go, there's just a bunch of like Norwegian people following you around. You are Karen, yeah?
No,
you're famous, yeah. They're just trying to take pictures with her. You take picture with her, yeah?
I think my favorite is going to be the Chinese tourists that take
pictures. Yeah. Oh, please, I need to take
pictures. Here I am with famous Karen.
Yeah. She just goes off. She's like, oh, perfect, more. Yeah. It's like everyone just eggs her on because she's just going to go off. Like, I don't want to be recorded. Excuse me, this is a violation of my rights. This is perfect. Yes, keep going. Yeah, this is great material. Yes, keep going.
Oh, man. No, someone actually came out with an article saying, please stop saying Karen. You're taking away a woman's right to defend herself.
No, the funniest...
And you're making a dangerous place for women by calling them all Karens.
No. No Karen allowed, yeah.
White women. Karens.
No, the funniest thing to me is was the one where she goes, there's a bunch of middle schoolers who keep calling me Karen. She's a substitute teacher. She's like, I'm substitute teaching. And everybody in the class keeps calling me Karen, and I feel really offended. And I want to sue them. How do I go about this? Somebody comments, this is the most Karen thing I've ever heard. You're trying to sue middle schoolers for calling you a Karen. like it is perfect because I mean it's the epitome of kind of what we're dealing with as a society, unfortunately. Like the legal system allows for so much.
How would that court case go? Ma'am, could you point to the person who called you a Karen in this courtroom today?
Yeah.
Are they sitting in this courtroom?
She has to point to everybody. Everybody's at some point called her a Karen. Oh, man. They're the bane of my society. Dude, they were like, I'm not going to lie to you. They were the reason I went to work.
The fact that the ticket?
Yes, I did.
Because I mean, sure.
We're going to have to edit. Let everybody know. Fadaya! Fadaya! Fadaya!
That's perfect.
El Fadaya! And if the bond! Fadaya! El Fadaya!
Oh, man.
Fadaya! Now we're going to have to, me and Sandman are going to have to spend countless hours editing that out.
Yeah. I'm not editing any of that out. That was gorgeous.
Mostly the Sandman. Yeah.
That was primo Egyptian mother right there. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I need my question answered. Oh, man. It's all right, Hefza. It's okay. Just relax. Yes, yes. We'll get back to the show. I promise. He really likes this show.
He does. It seems to relax him. I feel like...
He's probably a mob dog in his old life.
Yeah, I feel like he was a gangster in his old life.
He's like, oh, finally, people's heads are getting chopped off, limbs are popping everywhere. He's like, this is what I'm here for. See, look at him. He's agreeing. He's like, hell yeah, this is what I'm here for.
I've had to drag him out of here twice, like a bouncer at a club. Because he was just getting...
Carry him like a baby, because he was just getting too hype about this. It's not there.
Yeah, you're
listen,
not...
Listen, if you can't get along with the hat, you're just going to have to leave.
Yeah. Listen, it's either you or the hat.
And we're choosing the hat. Yeah. The hat doesn't bark. What? Boy, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. What?
I think it's because Hapsack knows he's like the face of Thoughts of the High Life, so he's like...
He's like, give me the hat.
Yeah. Dude, I can do whatever the fuck I want. They can't get rid of me.
Yeah, give me the hat. I'm going to tear it up. He tried to tear it up so hard last time. It did not work at all. I was like, you just got slobber all over my head. Like, he tried so hard to tear it apart. He like stepped on it and everything. It just did not work.
It's your poor little fucker, Hefza. Dude, I want to write.
Yes, I'm talking shit. Come on, get over here.
What? Would you say a children's cartoon for Hefza or an adult cartoon for Hefza?
I would say he's like a children's cartoon, but not like Grover, more like Oscar the Grouch. So Hefsek will still be a children's character, but he'll definitely have like a cigarette and like tattoos. He'll be like, listen, kids. Like he's the character you don't want to emulate. He's like, I went down the wrong path. This is how I ended up. Like, I mean, that'd be perfect, dude. He has like,
we should show Hefsek like, behind the scenes. Like, what's my motivation? Yeah. You know, I'm just not really, I just don't know if I'm this character, you know?
Am I a prison dog or am I a mob dog? Because they're different vibes,
right? Yeah. You know?
I'm a method actor. I gotta get into the vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, you drama queen, Hefsek. Can you just please kind of relax, okay? Relax. All right, we'll watch it. Don't worry.
Dude, we should do some sort of like CGI.
With what?
And animate Hefsek to like talk to us in like real time.
Oh, P.S. y'all. Season 2 is acid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna switch it up on you guys. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do a different drug every week.
Not every week. Every season.
And you guys are gonna figure out which drug it is. FYI.
Okay, so we're giving you the top.
It's acid. In case you weren't listening. But the next one, you guys are gonna have to figure that one out.
Jimmy is well on his way into his.
Look,
devolutions, we'll call them.
Yeah. You guys are going to see a lot of incoherent ramblings. We're going to have to edit a lot of stuff out, but I'm optimistic. I think it's going to turn out well.
I think so, too. I think so. It can definitely, as long as it doesn't go overboard, I think we can handle it. And
we should invite a Karen on our show and like interview her.
That would be amazing.
See, the problem is we live in this cancel culture and we just push people's beliefs aside and be like, well, if we don't agree with something, we do this thing called cancel culture instead of creating an open dialogue.
Okay, there are some things that deserve to get canceled. I will say this. So there are, the cancel culture can be fine for certain things.
I understand that, but it's not. It's just if someone disagrees with you, you can't just cancel them. You gotta like be open with them and see why they feel that way.
Shut up, Hefsek. He's right. He's right, Hefsek. You have to. You have to. Come on. You have to listen. You can't just disagree.
Jeez, Hefsek, I'm trying to be.
You are the problem here, Hefsek. Yeah, you're the epitome of what is wrong. Speaking of epitome of what is wrong, I see our demographic in China has gone down a little bit. It looks like we've decreased viewers. Was it the dead baby jokes? Did that hit a little too close to home for y'all? With the one child policy? Is that what happened? Is that how we lost viewers? The dead baby jokes?
Listen, guys, I'm learning Mandarin to relate more to Chinese viewers. Yeah.
Oh, man. You got a little for us? Actually, don't, please. This would be a perfect moment to get canceled. Please, actually, leave the Chinese for when you're a little more advanced in it.
Yeah. I feel like, is this our canceled episode? Like, yeah. Is this where we end up on cancel culture?
Jimmy, go ahead and give us some Chinese. Like, this is how we get canceled. Go ahead and give us a little taste of the Chinese you've been learning.
Now we're going to be all over, like, Snapchat news or whatever, like...
Taking it too far. Yeah. In the time of Black Lives Matter, the racist... Yeah. And
some say Jimmy and the Sandman took it too far. Others say not far enough.
Swipe up. Swipe up to vote in the poll.
Every Snapchat news story.
Yeah. Enter the poll. It's like, what do you think? It's like, what the fuck do you care what I think?
Like, I have no just expertise. Tell me the news. Yeah, I just want to know the news.
Just, please give me the goddamn news.
Just tell me what happened today. Don't ask me for my opinion on things. Just tell me what happened today.
I just see like some guy in Colorado just losing his mind. Can I please just get some news? Like, he's just losing his shit. Margaret, they're not giving us any news anymore.
They keep asking me.
I just slowly like descends into madness. Dude, this is like a villain story. This is like a villain origin story. It's like some guy just loses his ability to like read the news because he just can't ever find it, or it just always ends with a poll and it just like he's just like, where the fuck is all this news? And then he just goes crazy and he snaps. And all of his terrorist stuff would be like, you know, revolved around like newspapers and news stations. Yeah. Like bombing the news stations. Oh god.
Ha ha! Yeah. I've stolen the ink supply to Gotham, Batman!
It's like the worst villain.
I've stolen all the ink supply!
I've taken all the cardstock letterhead! How are you gonna get any business done now? I've taken all the Wayne Enterprises! God damn it, dude. Oh. That's a scare right there.
Yeah.
The villain origin story. Oh my god. I'm calling the paperman. Or no, the newsman.
The newsman. Ask me for my opinion now, Batman.
He's got to have that like 30s, 40s gangster.
You got me, Batman. See? See, I took all the news. See?
What? Why is it in old-timey movies, criminals always talk like that?
That was just kind
and of it wasn't like normal people. Like, normal people would have normal conversations. But then once a criminal walks onto the scene, you're going to smoke this reefer joint, see?
It's kind of just the criminal.
Hold up, it's a stick up, see? All right, give me all your money, see?
Like,
it's a stick up, see?
So this is so cliche. I'd be so mad if I got mugged by somebody. I'd be like, you know, you're such a cliche. You need to get a better
break. And in the movies, they always look like they've never held a gun before. It's always like,
oh, get over here, see? All right, put him up.
It's like, put what up? What the fuck is going on here? All
right, put him up.
Can you imagine, like, somebody's first time ever getting mugged? He's like, oh, I have no idea what's going on. Oh, finally! I have no idea what's going on.
You know what?
He's just, like, happy to be involved. He's like, oh, I'm mugging.
They always wore those, like, bandanas over their eyes to, like, as if that was, like, a disguise.
Dude, you talk shit about that as if nobody, like, as if Clark Kent didn't just put on his, or take off his fucking glasses and become Superman.
And put gel in his hair.
This is like, oh, shit. Like, Clark? Wow. I have no idea. It's the same idea. Like, same idea.
So, does he ever freak out whenever anybody invites him to, like, some semi-formal dinner or something where he has to push gel in his hair.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, this is kind of close.
I'm sorry, I can't make it.
Yeah, he gets like this whole like myth around him, like it's like the vampire can't go out in the sun. It's like Clark can't go into any like formal events.
If he dresses too nicely, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Oh man, that shit always fun to me.
Or what happens if, so when Clark Kent, when he never stopped to like clean his glasses, and, like take his glasses off, and nobody was like, wait a minute.
Right. No, that's what, there was a meme about that the other day. It was on, like Clark Kent.
You know, yeah, I posted
He's like, oh, that. Random, yeah, you did post that on the Instagram page. It's just like, he takes off his glasses, he's like, wait a minute. The random citizen's like, wait a minute. Oh, shit.
Honestly, I want to go back in time just for the old-timey gangsters, though.
Dude, I feel like if we went back to that time, we could fucking run it.
Well, I mean, they didn't even have to wear those thing over their eyes.
They literally just paid the cops in the street.
Like, not only that. $50. There was no yeah. surveillance cameras back then.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no DNA evidence.
No DNA. You didn't have to cover your face. Yeah. All you had to do was just not be there when the cops came. Yeah. That's like, you John Mulaney, by the way. That was John Mulaney, by the way.
What?
It was John Mulaney's special where he's like, look, if you were a gangster in the 90s, in like the
30s,
all you had to do was just not be there when the cops rolled around, and you would have had a 99.9 chance of getting away with it.
Oh, 100%.
And then he's like, and then they shoot their names in the wall, and they tell everybody who did it. Yeah. It's Smoking Joe and the Suggins gang.
Oh man,
John Mulaney's fucking hilarious. I love John Mulaney.
Oh, he is amazing.
Yeah.
No, I mean my first like exposure to him was through Big Mouth.
Yeah,
and that shit is incredible. And then I like actually saw a stand up. I'm like, this is genius.
Yeah. Oh, no, a lot of people, like, this one cholo, like, you've been to the shop when you met that cholo that was working for us, right?
Yes, I did.
So I showed him John Mulaney.
Yeah.
And he fucking loved it. He's like, he's just like you! And he kept making fun of me. He's like, dude, his humor is exactly like your humor. He's exactly like you. And he wanted to see every John Mulaney special after that. And if there is nothing... Yeah. More amazing than some cholo just sitting there, glossy-eyed, young, full of hope in his eyes.
He's like, oh, this John Mulaney guy. Yeah. He's really good.
Watching John Mulaney.
Yeah, this is like the backstory to like some sad movie where it's just like he's changing his life through listening to comedy and he gets shot. And it's like 2 weeks later, he gets shot and we're at the funeral.
Like, he was changing his life.
Comedy was reaching him in ways that no, like nothing else.
They put a John Mulaney quote on his headstone.
Everybody's gonna have to get him unless, or God damn it, I forget the exact quote, but he's like, I can't tell you this unless everybody gets cool with a whole lot of shit real fucking fast.
Oh,
that's one of my favorite.
That's that's for president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Bill Clinton story.
Yeah.
Because he's all like, because. I guess his mom takes him to the Bill Clinton rally,
right.
And then she's like, he's going to be president too. And then he's like, wait, what? He's like, if you've met me, the government would have to become really cool about a whole bunch of things before I would become president.
That could never happen unless everybody was about to get real cool with a whole lot of things. That's funny as shit, dude.
Dude, we should go to a John Mulaney show, but... It's all in New York, unfortunately.
I wouldn't mind, but, I mean, there aren't going to really be any shows for the foreseeable future, unfortunately.
We could probably end up, like, on one of his, like, specials. Not, like, as guest stars, but we could just...
Like the heckler? No, we could, like... in the crowd?
No, we could just run into him and be, like, lift up our shirts and make him sign it or something. Yeah. Like, you know, John Mulaney signed my boobs! And then it's so memorable, he has to make that into a joke somehow.
It could be that, yeah. And that could be, like, a way to get your podcast on there. Oh, my God. No, it'd be, like, on his, appear on his special, like, as he's, like, signing autographs for the fans or whatever.
You become your wife beater.
Yeah. Let me sign your wife beater. Yeah. Oh, God.
Goes home with your wife beater still in hand, and his wife's like, what is this?
Who
Who is this?
Yeah, just some crazy fan.
Oh, shit, man. But yeah, Norwegian comedy would be a
whole lot of a good time. Yeah, we're going to make a splash on the Norwegian comedy scene. Just keep a lookout for Jimmy and the Sandman.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be so
our great. Norwegian comedy special going postal at Norwegian.
Norwegian. Live from Norwegia.
Going postal at Norwegia.
Oh, God. That would be so... Can you imagine? You guys are Norwegia, right?
Norwegia? We're in Norwegia? Yeah. Just like 5 seconds before you go on the air. How do you pronounce it? Norwegia?
Norwegia.
Right? Norwegia.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Dude, no, it is a gorgeous country up there, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Although it's like right now, it's probably in the middle of its like long summer where it's like 23 hours of sunlight, which is pretty dope. But you don't get to see stuff like the Northern Lights and shit like that at this time.
Dude, I really want to travel.
That one hit you kind of hard.
Yeah. Dude, I really want to
go ahead. Yeah.
Dude, I really want to travel.
There's well, so much to look, see. So much to see, so much to do.
Your life is so short, you might as well try to explore the earth that you're on, right?
You only have one earth to explore.
I want to see every square footage of this giant rock that we're on.
That's a lot harder to do than it sounds, because there's a lot of territories that are, you're not really allowed in. Well, we can leave those to the end. See how many you can get through before you're...
We'll bring a Karen.
Yeah, you're merciless, before you're mercilessly slaughtered.
I want to see a Karen at, like, Area 51. Yeah. Just, excuse me,
I have the right to know what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on here? She just pulled them on an ATV. What's going on here? I have a right to know what's going on here.
Yeah. I've actually been standing in line for 45 minutes to get in. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Can I speak to the colonel in charge, please? Yeah.
I demand you let me see the aliens right now. Yeah.
I want to make sure that they're being treated right, given water. And it's like, what the fuck? That would be so great, dude.
And right. They always have like a veteran nephew or grandson or son. Right. It's always something.
No, it's not even a veteran. It's always like somehow involved in the most severe way. Like, if it's, like, a question about the pandemic, actually, 16 of my nephews are, like, licensed surgeons. It's like, ma'am, no, they're not. Shut the fuck up. Like, none of those genes came from you. Like, I guarantee you, none of your family is decent.
Like, they always get so smug about that, yeah, too.
Like, this isn't you. Like, you're dumb as shit. Great. Even if it's true, well, it's like, granted, yes, no, your family's doing great. You got the shit into the gene pool. Like, I'm not sure why you're so happy.
I've seen interviews like that where they get so smug. Like, you're a doctor of science, you have a PhD. Well, I come from a long line of, surgeons and epidemiologists. So you should trust me and know exactly what I'm saying.
Right. Sir, it says here you have a bachelor's in gender study.
Like I said. Yeah. I come from a long line of epidemiologists and PhDs. My granddaddy had a PhD. Yeah. My granddaddy before him had a PhD.
My great-great-granddaddy.
My great-granddaddy before him had a PhD.
He had an associate's degree, but we don't talk about him.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't talk about him. Yeah. He's the black sheep of the family.
Oh, fuck. He did art. Dude, I think it'd be dope to go back and get an art degree, just for the fun of it. I mean, the teachers are probably going to be wild as fuck. You probably get to do, like, acid with your teachers.
Yeah, no.
Like, low-key.
No, the art
like,
teacher...
Can you imagine? There's, like, a 4-hour art class. They're just like, all right, everybody get the shrooms. This is like a prerequisite. It's like, okay, oh, you're not high enough? All right. Like, here's like, take this to the lab. Get more.
Acid and shrooms are like part of the curriculum. Like, you have to get it yourself. Like, right. It's part of like the school supplies.
Part of it is opening your mind.
There's some little kid in like, in the middle of nowhere asking his parents for money to get art supplies.
Yeah, quote unquote.
To get art supplies.
That's what we're calling acid these days, art supplies. Ma, I need money for my art supplies. You got a real big art habit, honey.
Yeah, I love art. Big, voluptuous art. Yeah.
She's bragging all her friends.
my Jimmy's gonna be a great artist one day. He spends all his money on art.
Yeah. Just in the background, just like yeah. wandering off into space.
It's like falling off a cliff.
Oh man.
No, that's a good idea.
Art supplies.
That'd be the name of the skit, art supplies. You gotta give me some art supplies, Ma.
No son of man is gonna be an artist.
You just don't understand me, Mom. I need my art supplies.
Or there's gonna be some like old school like artist be like, Picasso didn't have shrooms.
Yeah.
Or acid.
Yeah.
Dude, no, guaranteed Picasso had shrooms and acid. And he mixed them together with like heroin, alcohol, and whatever the fuck else. Because if you look at his paintings.
You can do that and create something so beautiful.
I'm not sure what you're looking at that's beautiful.
It makes me wonder. Look.
Have you seen Picasso's paintings?
Yeah, but...
Where the dude's ear is in, like, the middle of his nose.
Okay, but that Picasso painting...
You're aware like, that must be him tripping on, like, six different psychedelics.
Yeah, but that's like... but you're aware that, right? that painting itself is worth, like, $11 million now.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Dude, there's, like, art split. Yeah, like, that's my point.
We can do art.
That's my whole point. Like, how do we break into the scene?
Okay,
because
here's...
I definitely can grab a little paintbrush.
One, you have to have, like, some backstory for starters.
Okay, we were...
Struggling young comedians who like to do drugs.
Just be as direct as possible. Listen, man. We're comedians. We're not that funny, but we like to do a shit ton of drugs.
What you see is what you get, baby.
Yeah. It's like, my art comes from that. I just get really blasted.
It's my truth.
Dude, see, that's the thing, and that's the bullshit. Like, that's why I hate going to, like, art. I love going to art museums that have, like, real art. Or what I consider real art. Like, when you have a fucking vase and you took the time to, like, intricately draw on that, that's fine. If it's, like, three lines... And it's like $6 million. I'm like, you can go fuck yourself for $6
million. First of all, Sandman, one, you're not reading in between the lines.
There's only three lines. That's the problem.
Yes.
There's so little to read in between them because there's so little lines.
It's not
the beauty of art is the fact that there are so many different paint strokes, line strokes, whatever, that creates this it binds the art in a way that creates a picture and an emotion. When there's only three lines, what emotion is conveyed
other than
laziness?
It's
corporate greed and laziness.
No,
it's all a commentary on the corporate greed and laziness.
It's not what the picture is saying. It's what it's not saying.
It's not. It's not talking about the Holocaust.
Exactly. $11 million. Boom.
It's not talking about the refugee crisis.
Imagine some guy's like, some guy's sitting there like, I don't get it. And then they're like,
he's like, perfect.
No, exactly. It's not what it's saying. It's what it's not saying.
He's like,
take all my money. Yeah. I have to have it.
Charge it, Barbara.
I have to have it. I'll pay you any price.
What's the most ridiculous piece of art you've ever seen?
The most ridiculous piece of art?
Yeah.
Just like...